When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. And woo, look woo. Who's here, Key.
Who?
I'm back.
J. Will.
What was it? He was hanging out in Miami, huh?
No.
Is that where you were?
I went on vacation, caught COVID on vacation. That was fun. Nothing better than that.
Oh, I thought you was in my... Oh, okay, my bad. Sorry.
No. I was...
I thought you were in Miami.
In a dope spot, though.
Yeah.
It was good to quarantine COVID in a dope spot.
Knocked your beard out, man.
Yeah.
Looks good.
I wanted a clean start.
Yeah.
A fresh start.
Yeah, yeah, man. I hear you. Get all those little COVID germs off your face.
Wipe it off a little bit, man.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Well, we're getting right back into Hurts. And not only Micah Parsons and Jalen Hurts, but Jordan Mailata, the big left tackle. He was like a project. He hadn't played football and everything, like a rugby guy. He was one of the best left tackles in football last. That's really the matchup, Parsons and Mailata Christmas Eve on his way to trying to go get Jalen Hurts. Anyway, you can call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So, guys, Jalen Hurts was, of course, asked about Micah Parsons and what he said, because Micah Parsons was on the Vonnecast, Von Miller's podcast, and said, talking about MVP, is it really Hurts or is it the team? And Vaughn was trying to, you know, like, well, no, I think it's both. Mike is like, basically like, look, I don't think he's as good as people say he is. He didn't say that, but that's what he was driving at. Jalen Hurts was asked about it at the press conference. How will Jalen Hurts respond? How did he respond? This guy, the leader, the guy who does everything right, exactly what you want the CEO of your team to be, Jalen Hurts. Listen to this answer.
Jalen, Micah Parsons had some comments about your success and whether it was, you know, more attributed to yourself or team and scheme. Curious to get your thoughts on that.
We're about the Bears right now.
Key, I mean, that's the right answer, right?
Yeah, I mean, why does Jalen Hurts need to defend his play to anyone, right? I mean, they played Micah Parsons several weeks ago. And they won the football game. And, in fact, they went at Micah Parsons in the running game. They didn't run away from him. They ran at him. So when you look at it, I'm sure Jalen Hurts is sitting around and saying, whatever. At the end of the day, he's got to see him on Christmas Eve. Micah Parsons has to see Jalen Hurts on Christmas Eve. And if Micah Parsons does what he probably will do, get a couple sacks and all the other things, and if they win the game, then he can maybe steal some MVP votes. And if Jalen Hurts goes there and ball, then Jalen Hurts will stay doing what Jalen Hurts does.
I just realized what this is. I didn't realize it till you just said that, Key, where they ran right at him. Right? People have mentioned that, but the way you said that, in boxing, sometimes you'll get a dude, he's going into a fight. Dude can really move, right? So he's like, man, I hope he stands and fights, doesn't run. Mm-hmm. Yo, your job is to try to corner him, man. Stop. He's trying to move and he's trying to box you, right? That's what Parsons is doing. What did they do last time? They ran at him. So Parsons is sitting there saying, yeah, sure, they got a run game. They have an offensive line. They got backs. They got players. Yeah, you can run at me. You don't want to give me a shot at Jalen Hurts, right? But is he really doing it? Jay, I think that's what he's really saying from his experience in their last matchup.
So when I heard this the other day, I was actually in the car waiting and reading an article, and Rich Flex was on. Have you heard that song by Drake and 21 Savage? And one of the lyrics by Drake kind of said, like, you know, all you bros, you need to remember who you're talking to. It's a Slaughter Gang CEO, right? It's one of my favorite lines in that song. I like that Micah Parsons has came out and said what time it is. Now, I've seen him kind of backtrack it. Don't backtrack it. You don't need to, man. Like, let Jalen Hurts be the proper executive of his team, his CEO. You be the executive of your damn team. This is a division rival. I don't need to like you. I'm trying to beat your head in to the white meat. Like, I'm trying to sack you multiple times. I'm trying to punish you. Like, yeah, y'all ran at me, but fine. Like, I'm going to start trash talking. It's okay. Isn't this what we want to see in sports? I'm tired of watching LeBron James and Draymond Green be on the court together and dap each other up and laugh. I don't need to see that. I want to actually see you not like somebody and come at. This is the Cowboys versus the Eagles.
Christmas Eve.
Oh. NFC East. Come on, the best division in football right now. Go at each other's neck. And Jalen Hurts, handle it whatever way you want to handle it. But I know what time it is when Christmas Eve game comes. I'm watching that now, and I should be watching.
But that's
I would think that Michael Parsons probably should be worried about the Jaguars right about now, and not worried about the Chicago.
That's the Philadelphia Eagles, not the real key, early,
2 weeks in advance. I mean, I would think he would be worried about that. Much like the Philadelphia Eagles are worried about the Chicago Bears and concentrating on that. It's not about being a politician. Why are you talking about a team 2 weeks from now, that you and the Jaguars are a very dangerous football team and a very high powered offense with a quarterback.
Don't let them lose to the Jags now. I can't talk about a show
that we're doing in a week and a half now because it's going to take away my focus from the show we're doing tomorrow. Like, just lose me with all like the coaching rhetoric here. Like,
I can't ask somebody, but if you ask me a question, I can't answer it.
And tell you what I'm thinking? Like, that's going to take my attention away from the game that we have to play this weekend?
I'm the last person that's going to give you some coaching rhetoric because I could care two damns about that. I'm telling you simple and plain that you got a team in front of you in the Jacksonville Jaguars that could potentially be dangerous for you, and you focused in on a game on Christmas Eve when you just struggled and got out of there on a 98-yard drive orchestrated by your quarterback to get away from the Houston Texans. Your focus should solely be on the next game in the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Why?
It shouldn't be two games. I shouldn't be thinking about the San Diego, or better yet, the Los Angeles Chargers at the end of the season. But that makes no sense.
Why do you think that Micah Parsons is not focused on the next game at hand? Because he answered a question?
On a podcast.
On a podcast? That's what you go on podcasts to do? We talk about this all the time with Draymond Green and company and other people. That when they go on podcasts, they talk about things. It doesn't mean that they're not focused on what's right in front of them.
I don't know what they talk about on the podcast. I just know that what he said is different than what Jalen Hurts and Mulata said, which is, we worried about Chicago. We'll get to them. We're worried about the Chicago Bears because that is our main focus right now. If you can't get past Chicago, how you going to even worry about the Cowboys?
Eagles left tackle Jordan Mailata. Ooh, he's a baller, too. He was talking about what Micah Parsons said about his quarterback. Remember, Mailata and Mike, that's actually the matchup, right? The edge rusher against the blind side protection. Here's Jordan Mailata on Micah.
Yeah, I'm going to worry about the Chicago Bears this week, man. Worry about this game. Marcus should worry about his game this week, too. So, even if I have a game, I don't know who the f*** they're playing. But part of my language, I mean, just worry about who you got this week. You know? That's how we do it here. I'm not going to worry about any other comments anybody said. That's just how we focus.
Just worry about who you got this week. Mailata, Key is with you. And Jalen Hurts. And Micah is, even though he's on the podcast or anything, you know when you say something like that, it's inflammatory, right? I really hear that now today as we're talking about it, as he does not want to get run at. He wants to go after Jalen Hurts, not have to worry about the running back.
So what if he says something? Like, as a fan, that's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. All right, focus on your team. Focus on Jacksonville. Nope. You take care of business. Then we'll see you in 2 weeks.
No. I mean, I'll put it this way. Talk about what Key said about yeast. There's some yeast on this. As long as Lazille, there wasn't enough already. Christmas Eve, Eagles, Cowboys, Micah, and Hurts, and now Steph Curry hurt his shoulder in the Warriors' loss last night. What are the Warriors if Steph is out for an extended period of time? They barely win away from home as it is. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. You can download the podcast. You can listen on your smart speaker, say play ESPN. You can scroll down on the ESPN app. You hit more, scroll down to live radio. We are right there, and you can call us at 888-729-3776. 888 Say ESPN. It's nuts, man. Steph Curry sets the three-point all-time record. And I was just having this conversation on this just in, 2 p.m. Eastern ESPN, handsome host. I was just having this conversation yesterday with RJ, right? And with Richard Jefferson on this just in. How, like, will this record stand forever? Well, he's changed the game, so someone's going to come along and keep shooting threes. And, yeah, except that if he has some crazy long career, like, we don't know how close Steph is to the end. He's still playing at a very, very high level. And the next, that night, he hurts his shoulder. 2:04 left in the third quarter. Tried to strip Indiana's Jalen Smith of the ball as Smith drove to the hoop. He's going to have an MRI today. Steph is, here's Kendra Andrews, ESPN NBA reporter on SportsCenter.
I saw Steph in the locker room after the game. I saw him at his locker. He had that left shoulder wrapped up in some ice. He was sitting there eating, laughing with teammates. So reflecting what Steve Kerr said, that he was in positive spirits. He did eventually take that ice off of his shoulder, but I didn't see him use that left arm for mundane tasks like taking things out of his locker or opening doors. Now he is going to get the MRI in Philadelphia tomorrow when the team arrives, and the Warriors are trying to maintain a positive outlook on the situation. But of course, there is that cloud of nervousness.
All right, they're 2-12 away from home this year.
Say it again. What are they away from home?
2-12, which is the hallmark of a young team usually. Can't win away from home.
12-2 at home.
Unbeatable at home, and they can't buy a win on the road.
You know what time it is?
Time is it?
Steve Kerr time. Hello, Steve Kerr. Like, we have talked about Steve Kerr being one of the best coaches in all basketball. We often say, Max, back to your point about Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Oh, when Tom Brady's not there, Bill Belichick, what are you doing? Right? So now is an opportunistic time for Steve Kerr with the cast of characters. Oh, by the way, Bob Myers, who did not sign an extension, he's the GM of this team without a deal currently in place with a new contract moving forward.
Great
now
GM.
Steve Kerr, right? One of the best coaches in the game of basketball without Steph, who's averaging 30 points per game, 50, 40, 90 from the field. You just signed Jordan Poole to that four-year, $128 million contract, right? Andrew Wiggins to a bigger deal coming off a world championship. You don't extend Draymond Green. That's looming over the team. We've talked about that. Now it's time to see the true coaching powers of Steve Kerr, because defensively, this team is not where they were last year. You talk about losing people like Gary Payton II, Otto Porter, a Swiss Army knife. Like, those are two dynamic pieces of your team defensively that helped carry the load during the playoffs. Now you need guys like Jordan Poole to step up to be that guy, and you need to find a new defensive identity with a team who's younger in key core places.
This mean they're cooked, Key?
No, I don't think they're cooked. I think they got to figure out how to get going on the road. One thing that I've noticed over the last several games is there's an extraordinary amount of technical fouls that's being called on them, and I don't know if it's because of their attitude, they're buying into the crowd too much, or whatever the case may be. But teams like this, they start off slow. Whatever is hangover from the championship, maybe a little bit of that, but they start off slow. Now, all of a sudden, they can get hot, quick, fast, in a hurry. Look, Steph Curry's been there. He's been a part of what they've been able to do. I don't know how long he'll be out, if he'll be out at all. I know he missed parts of the game last night because of the shoulder, but moving forward, how long will he be out? That's the key question. As long as he's on the court and he's a part of what they do offensively, we saw a couple years ago when he was missing in action, it was a different ball club. But you got a young guy in Wiggins now who still could contribute. You know, if they could get Clay back going and get him healthy and get him going again, you still have an opportunity to, you know, make things right before All-Star break.
All I'm saying to you, Max, is, and I watched him play at UVA, like Ty Jerome gets exposed multiple times. Like, I go back to what this team was last year with having Gary Payton II, who used to pick you up the full length of the court. Like, he would wear opponents down defensively. There was an identity with that team last year, not so much with this year's team.
I want to back up for a second, guys, because we showed a graphic on ESPN2 about a minute ago, the home road splits of this team. The reverse. They're unbeatable practically at home. They cannot buy a win on the road. Their point differential, look at this. You talk about defense, Jay, and this is usually a young team, right? Young teams, before they get good, they have to learn to win on the road. And this is bizarre because the nucleus of this team is the most experienced in the league in championships. Look at this, guys. The opponent's points per game, meaning the defense largely, I mean, pace of play count factors in too. This would be, if the season ended today, the largest home-road differential in terms of opponents scoring against you in the history of the NBA. So, Jay, the question is, before we even get to what else they need, why is this happening? Even before Steph's injury, they can't play defense, but they can play it at home, but not on the road.
Max, you keep talking about like they're an old veteran team. Like, they sent James Wiseman down to the G League because he needed more reps. He wasn't getting reps on this team. You have Moses Moody, second year guy, that's playing pivotal minutes. You have Jonathan Kuminga, very talented player, young player in the league. I just made mention of Ty Jerome. A lot of people don't even know where he went to school at. Won a national championship for UVA, but like, you know, a slower foot guy that can shoot the ball, but decent defensively. They have a lot of young pieces that come off the bench that are trying to add to this nucleus that don't bring the same pop that they had last year.
It reminds me of the Packers with Christian Watson and the young guys, Key, where like they're hoping we're going to draft young guys to keep this thing going. We're not going to miss a beat. And hopefully by the middle end of this season, they'll be ascending and get it. But you got to hope to time that just right, or what you wind up with is some veteran years being wasted on guys who aren't ready yet.
Well, when you have a couple young guys trying to play key roles and replacing guys that were playing key roles that left in free agency to get bigger money, which was the right thing to do, you've got to give them time to fall in line. And that's why I said, you know, Steph Curry's been there the whole time. Even though the defense has been struggling, he's been part of that struggle, and he's been putting up points on the offensive end. But the defensive end, much like you just showed us there, a 13-point differential when they play on the road versus when they play at home. They've got to figure out how to slow down or at least stop the bleeding to some degree.
Look, we're at a pivotal point, right, with December 15th coming up. Like, I think I was reading a stat that Bobby Marks said, you know, 88 or 89% of the players in the league can be traded. Here is the question for the Golden State Warriors, right? You have to choose one. Either you're going to have a young core that you're going to say, hey, look, this young core of assets we have off the bench, they are the future of our organization. Or you're going to say Bob Myers, who once again is without a contract moving forward after this year. They have not settled on the contract. Decision time. Do you go all in for Steph playing at an all-time high level? Steph Curry this year has had a better season than he had last year. That's the level that Steph is playing at. So does Bob Myers, decision time for him and Joe Lacob. Do you go all in and bring in some more veteran pieces that actually can help this older core win another championship in this window the next 2 years? Or do you stick to that other path of saying we're building for the future?
We're going to
– got to choose one.
We're going to – We're going to get back to football. And when the story of this season and last season is written, eventually what happens, whatever happens, part of the story will be Draymond's Superman punch on Jordan Poole. And what happened to a team after that? The team – because that will be correlated, Key. I'm not saying it caused it, but – World champions to a 500 team that can't win on the road.
I don't know if it's so much that. I think it's a lot of other things.
You're wondering what the chemistry was going to be.
I love Max.
They're behaving like a young team. Key knows what I'm up to. We're going to take your calls on Jalen Hurts and Micah Parsons. Plus, is the NFL MVP Jalen Hurts's to lose? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Micah Parsons was on Von Miller's podcast and said, talking about MVP, is it really Hurts or is it the team?
I like that Micah Parsons came out and said what time it is. Now, I've seen him kind of backtrack it. Don't backtrack it. This is a division rival. I don't need to like you. I'm trying to beat your head in.
Micah Parsons probably should be worried about the Jaguars right about now and not worrying about
the politician
Philadelphia Eagles early, 2 weeks in advance.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN. Casey in Michigan, you're on.
What up, Case?
Casey. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Morning.
Yeah, I think between the three of you guys, for the most part, get it right. So, Jay, I'm with you, and I kind of want to hear that trash talk a little bit before a rivalry game. Let's get back to that, you know, having those rivalries of the 80s and 90s. Key and Max, I think between the two of you guys, like what Parsons was saying is that it's a collective unit, the Eagles. I don't think he's really questioning the talent of Jalen Hurts. He's just saying them as a whole are a formidable opponent. And to Max's point, for the most part, forgive me, guys, I'm in the gym trying to catch my breath. But for the most part, Jalen is doing this thing, but, you know, he's doing more with more versus somebody like Mahomes who does more with less.
Yep. I really think the more you guys talk, like when Key, you said that thing about they ran right at him, I think it's the old thing where, you know, oh, as long as he doesn't move around, I'll beat him, right? You know, I'll beat him in a fight. Well, but that's what he does, move. Your job is to stop him from moving. So it's like Mike is like, man, is it really Jalen? Or they? Because when they beat us, they were running at me. It wasn't Jalen throwing the ball.
But that's exactly my point, though, Keith. I was going to say, like, you know, I'm on the field to show that I am better than you. Mm-hmm. That's what I've been doing this since I've been a little ass kid. I am better than you are. And you're going to recognize that when we're on the field or when we're on the court. So for me, even if he's not who cares if he is showing slight to Jalen Hurts? Who cares if Jalen Hurts is in the MVP conversation? You've only been doing this for 1 year at a very high level. Can you do this for multiple years? Can you do this in the game where it matters the most? So what if I question that? Prove me wrong.
I mean, he did help lead his team to the playoffs in his first full year as a starter.
True.
Good for him.
When you say well, he's done it for 1 year, I mean, it's not like Michael Parsons has been in the league 10 years either. Michael Parsons been balling since he started. Jalen Hurts has been balling since he started. Now, it's not about whether or not you want to have some go back and forward with your opponent on doing rivalry week or whatever. We're talking about 14 days or whatever it is. We're talking about 2 games from now. We're not talking about the week of. We're not talking about 3 days leading up to. We're talking about 2 weeks from now. You're talking about somebody. You should be talking about Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, Christian Kirk. You should be talking about them.
Not talking about
the Philadelphia Eagles.
All I know is, Key, at the beginning of the year, when I get the schedule, we all do it. We go down to that one game like, yeah, that game's going to be live.
By the way,
we all do the same thing, Key.
You circled Eagles at Cowboys. Hey, Courtney Cronin, ESPN Bears reporter and ESPN host, is with us now. What do you think, Courtney, about what Parsons had to say about Hurts?
That's the knock on Jalen Hurts this year, that he's got like the most complete team around him, that everything, all the circumstances are perfect. So, of course, he's, you know, doing what he does. But I think that's kind of short-sighted, because does all of that equate to being first in passer rating, first in interception percentage, first in rushing touchdowns, top three in total TDs? I think that the growth of this quarterback being put in the right circumstances, where you go back to like week 8 last year, his MVP campaign started when they decided they wanted to become a more balanced team and start running the ball. And that's fine. But like all that Jalen Hurts does, like if you want to take away his threat to pass, he's going to run 100 yards on you in the first quarter the way he did against Green Bay. If you want to challenge him, he's going to throw 380 on you the way he did against the Titans. And then what he did last week, leading them to put up nearly 50 on a division rival. I think that a complete team certainly helps. And the knock is that, you know, well, Patrick Mahomes is doing more with less. Like, you got to look at the whole body of work. So that, to me, is why I put Jalen Hurts in the top spot over Mahomes in our last MVP poll that came out yesterday.
Got it. We're looking at a graphic right now. Top NFL MVP candidates. Mahomes dusting the field in QBR, 78, 8 points higher than Hurts. Burrow, 10 points lower than Hurts at 60. He's in third place. And then Josh Allen and Tua Tagovailoa. Okay, those are the top 5 candidates through Week 14. A group of ESPN analysts vote on the top players in the MVP race using Heisman Trophy-esque scaling for each ranking to determine how the field stacks up. Courtney, tell us about it, please.
Yeah, so it's a straw poll. I'm not sure if anybody actually has an actual MVP vote. I know I don't, but there's 14 of us. So the way that it broke down this time was 9 first-place votes went to Patrick Mahomes, which is why he's number one still in our voting, and 5 for Jalen Hurts. And I think the case for Mahomes, at least in my mind, why I didn't vote him first, it's these last 3 weeks where Jalen Hurts is accounting for 123 points. Like, the stretch that they've been in and what he's orchestrated here, That's pretty significant because he did it against the Packers, the Titans, and the Giants. And on top of that, the interceptions aren't there. Like, Patrick Mahomes just threw three touchdowns, but he also tossed three interceptions against a team that should have never been in the game against, again, Denver. So that's what I look at as far as, like, the little things that are going to decide what this race looks like down the stretch. But I think this is a two-quarterback race. It's a quarterback award, first and foremost. That's, yeah. I've been doing the MVP poll and writing up our you know, kind of where things stand since 2019. This is always the way that it pans out. To me, the only guy who's on the outside looking in is Joe Burrow at this point. So maybe he makes a push for it down the stretch, but right now it's a two-person race.
Courtney, I wanted to just challenge you for a second on this one, because at the beginning of the season, when Lamar Jackson was playing out of his mind, the argument was used for Lamar by so many different people. Like, look what he's playing with. Look how he's operating. Like, he's, you know, it's Rashad Bateman and company. Like, they're out here trying to find different wide receivers, and he's making a lot more out of nothing. And but now all of a sudden, it's like that is, and I'm not saying that Patrick Mahomes doesn't have anything. He has Travis Kelce, and he has a lot of other pieces of talent around. But when you lose one of your best wide receivers in Tyreek Hill, who then goes to Miami, who's having a phenomenal year, like, that's a pretty big weapon, and you're still at the top of a conference in which you've dominated. Don't you feel like it's his to be taken away? And I get that Jalen Hurts, like, I've never been one of these guys like, hey, because you have A.J. Brown, it takes you out of the equation. I've heard people use that against Josh Allen as well. Like, well, he has Stephon Diggs. And, you know, like, I still, he's in the conversation. But isn't it Patrick Mahomes' award to lose before we just sit here and say it's Jalen Hurts?
I think this also boils down to, it's kind of like the Heisman. Like, that's our voting strategy here. Sometimes we look at this like best player on the best team. And that's great, because it's the same thing with Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. And I don't think it helps Mahomes' case if the Chiefs aren't the number one seed in the AFC. Like, if everything starts today, they're number two behind Buffalo, and the Eagles are the number one seed in the NFC. I think that plays into how some people vote for this. But, Jay, to your point, like, Tyreek Hill leaving and all that they've had to do to become a team that utilizes its running backs in the passing game, utilizes its tight ends more. The adaptability of Patrick Mahomes, I think, is why, first off, I mean, he does things that no other quarterback can do. And, I mean, that's truly, it's something I think that separates him in the overall field, and especially in the eyes of people who are looking at the body of work and what he does to lift his team to where they're at. But hit, the way he's adapted, I mean, the QBR stat's a great one, because he and Tua this year have been back and forth 1-2, and you can see the effect that Tyreek Hill has had on helping Tua get there. Patrick Mahomes can stay in his lane, as, you know, the stat that Max just mentioned, where he's number one in QBR, and he doesn't need his top receiver from the last couple seasons to do that. So if you do make the case that it's his award to lose, I think it's that you see where the drop-off hasn't been in terms of the passing game.
Courtney, for every other quarterback that has either gained a top wideout or lost one, there's a dramatic difference in their performance, except for Mahomes.
Yeah, and I mean, you can look at Jalen Hurts too. I mean, bringing to the point of bringing in A.J. Brown this year and what that's done for him, that's helped a lot. I just think these last couple weeks, like, where you're seeing the shift happen is based on these last 3 weeks, particularly for someone like Jalen Hurts. I mean, he's put up nearly 1,000 yards of total offense since that Green Bay game, and that's impressive. And just the fact that he only has three interceptions on the season to 32 touchdowns, like, you're seeing a shift for him too, where those numbers matter. When the race is this close between two quarterbacks, you're going to be looking at the overall package here of stats and where this stuff is happening, because the Chiefs lost to the Bengals, and Mahomes had an okay game. He didn't account for, like, that much offense. But then following it up the next week, three touchdowns, three interceptions, I think you're looking at a shift there because of what Jalen Hurts. Like, there really hasn't been any drop-off for Hurts these last 3 weeks, only an ascension.
I'm glad that you mentioned, Courtney, that it's a two-quarterback race, right? I've always said it's basically whoever's at the top, and then the number two guy can catch him if they slip. Anybody 3, 4, and 5, it's just not going to happen that way. And many people have talked about Patrick Mahomes losing Tyreek Hill, and his numbers would still be basically the same. They're just doing it a different way. There isn't the splash plays. There's not the scramble around 50-yard heave in the air touchdowns. There's more about methodical moving the football down the field, using Juju Smith similar to a tight end like Kelce, where they got basically two guys working the middle of the field in Mecole Hardman on the outside perimeter, and then they add McKinney into the lineup. He is not doing, you know, everybody's saying he's doing what he's doing because he has less talent than Jalen Hurts. There's not less talent than Jalen Hurts. They're just doing it differently.
Exactly.
And when you do it differently, they don't have the name recognition at the receiver position, so to speak. There's no A.J. Brown signature on the perimeter, right? There is no Devontae Smith signature on the perimeter. But the guys that he does have aren't drop-offs to the point of no return. And the reason I think Jalen Hurts gets the nod, in my opinion, is one, you look at his numbers statistically, very clean across the board, been very consistent. He's been the most consistent quarterback this year as far as I can see. And then when you look at the record, they lost one game. They've lost one game. They probably will only lose one more, probably most likely to the Cowboys. They'll have the number one seed. And he's only in his second year as a full-time starter. He continues to develop. He continues to keep getting better. A year ago, he led his team to a playoff appearance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in his first year as a full-time starter and has not dropped off, has only gotten better. And Patrick Mahomes, there's no question that he'll be right there and it'll go all the way down to the last game or so before the voters make a decision, I'm sure, if they haven't already made up their mind right now and the way it looks. So my vote is for Jalen Hurts at this moment in time. It could change 2 weeks from now if Jalen Hurts all of a sudden has a dog game and Patrick Mahomes has a tremendous game.
Hey, guys, let's talk about the games left on the schedule, Jay.
Yeah, so, Courtney, I'm sitting here looking about the Eagles and Kansas City, right? So Kansas City down the stretch at Texans, Seahawks at home, Broncos at home, at Raiders. Eagles down the stretch at Bears, at Cowboys, Saints, and Giants. Now you're going to say, hey, Jay, where's the difference? Man, Christmas Eve. Like this whole Micah Parsons, him talking a little trash, how Jalen Hurts handles that. Well, we're focused on the Bears. The MVP conversation.
That's the MVP like, game that's right
the MVP
there.
Game. The MVP award will be decided on Christmas Eve. If Jalen Hurts balls out against the Cowboys and plays at a high level, that is his signature moment down the stretch
him.
Where Patrick Mahomes does not
Whereas
have one.
Whereas if Micah Parsons goes and gets him 2-3 times and the Cowboys win, that probably takes it. I think Jay is right, guys. I think it's going to come down to the Christmas Eve game. So, you know, like, this is the game, Courtney, that Micah's yeah. really focused on already.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a division rival, and again, if he doesn't do anything the way he performed against the Giants and the Titans and the Packers, then that's probably going to decide things because, you know, he'll gain steam this week because they play the Chicago Bears, and that's going to be, you know, that's a bye week for them effectively at this point. And all that he's done up until this point, I don't see a drop off there. Mahomes' schedule is easy the rest of the way. Like, looking at what you guys just mentioned, the next 4 weeks, there is no signature moment that I think Mahomes could potentially have there unless he just has like a, you know, a 380-yard passing day like Jalen Hurts already had. But Hurts has already had multiple MVP moments. That's what I'm trying to get at here. You cap it off with one against a division rival and stay in the driver's seat for, you know, a home field advantage throughout the postseason and lock up, you know, everything there, then absolutely it's decided on Christmas Eve.
Courtney Cronin, ESPN Bears reporter and ESPN radio host. Thanks as always, Courtney.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thanks, that Courtney. Is, guys, in the regular season, Jay, you're 100% right. That Christmas Eve game, Eagles-Cowboys, that's the Super Bowl of the regular season. That's going to be the highest profile game, played at the highest level, in the best division, between the two best teams, with the quarterback, who's the best quarterback in the NFC this year, against the best defensive player in football, who's talking about the quarterback, and then the left tackle weighs in. That is the Super Bowl, you're right, Jay, of the regular season. Chris in Delaware, you're on with Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Hey, Max, how you doing?
Good, Chris, what you got?
You should have stayed on Around the Horn. You were the best of the best. What I wanted to talk about was Jalen Hurts is not the typical quarterback per se. In other words, when he drops back in the pocket, like maybe another quarterback, running quarterback like Hebert from the Chargers or Josh Kelly. When the defense, the safeties all drop back into zone, and the linebackers all drop back into zone, and nobody's open, and they run up the middle for 12 yards. Okay, any quarterback can do that. Jalen Hurts is like a running back. In other words, when he fakes the handoff on the run pass option to Miles Sanders and goes around the corner, once he crosses the line of scrimmage, he becomes a running back. In other words, he jukes people. He has speed. He jukes linebackers. He jukes cornerbacks. He jukes safeties.
I know what he's talking about. Remember yesterday we were talking about how, like, to me it looks different when Jalen Hurts runs. It's more compact and athletic. You know, like Josh Allen's a big running guy, but I worry about it. Say even Lamar, and Lamar is like the best runner ever. But I agree, it looks more like a running back when Hurts is in the open field. You know?
Yeah, and he turns into a running back is what it is, and I've been saying that for Lord knows how long. Over the last several months, he turns into a running back. He runs to run, where most quarterbacks run just to get out of harm's way. He's a little bit different, like a Lamar, like a Cam Newton used to be. Those are the type of guys that, you know, are dangerous, and you have to account for them, and sometimes you don't. It's almost like you have to have an extra player on the field. Mm-hmm. You have to have 12 guys on the field to account for his legs.
Yep. Well, I mean, Micah Parsons is like the 11th and 12th guy, I guess. That's your extra guy. That's why I love that matchup. Carl in Ohio. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. It's Joe Burrow is the candidate that you guys are sleeping on. That is the guy who has beat Patrick Mahomes. And if you look, that Christmas Eve game, that sounds cute that the Cowboys and Eagles are going to do. But that's not it. The game is Joe Burrow, Josh Allen. And then the next week, he's got to go through Lamar Jackson when he comes back. He just ran the gauntlet. He's beaten all the best this year. Carl, on a five-game winning streak.
You got a point, man. They just beat Kansas City. You got at Bucks, right? Tom Brady, another pelt on the wall. We got Bill Belichick. That's a pelt on the wall, right? And then you got Josh Allen at home.
By the way, he's right.
Lamar Jackson comes back.
Jay was comparing like the opportunity to shine in front of the entire country between Mahomes and Hurts, right? Because they're number one and two. But Burrow, in the odds, is number three now. Burrow has beaten Mahomes. And Jay's right. The narrative, the storylines of Burrow's matchups, Key, they're all big.
Yeah, he's done a tremendous job at getting there. But he's not going to catch Patrick Mahomes if Patrick Mahomes stays at the top. And he's probably not going to catch Jalen Hurts if Jalen Hurts goes past him, because right now that game against Josh Allen in Buffalo is certainly going to be something to watch and see. But one guy's 3-4. It ain't 1-2. 3-4 ain't going to be the same as 1-2. People aren't talking about Josh Allen in Buffalo the same way they do about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. When you go to watch that Christmas Day game against the Dallas Cowboys, because it's the Dallas Cowboys, those ratings are going to be sky high. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati and Buffalo's ratings, not sky high.
But if Mahomes wins that game, let's just say, and by the way, Josh Allen, don't forget, some guys have so much talent. Like Josh Allen is a machine. He's huge. He's fast. He's like the biggest arm ever, all this kind of stuff, that even in a loss, if it's a high-scoring game, and Buffalo, Cincinnati could easily be, I don't care where it is, right? Like, he lost to Mahomes in the playoffs. His stock went up.
In Cincy,
right. But his stock went up when he lost to Mahomes in the playoffs because it was obvious how great he was, right? I'm just saying, Key, if Jalen Hurts stumbles a little bit and it winds up being Mahomes and Burrow, because Burrow has beaten Mahomes head-to-head and Mahomes has never beaten him in their careers so far, because he's the defending AFC champ, if he takes care of Josh Allen,
that's distant, but
and Bill Belichick,
that's in distant memory, though. It's not today. They're not going to go back and look from five games ago. You know, they just – that's not what they're
going to do. But by the end of the season,
what's in front of them.
Yeah, yeah. So Cincinnati's 9-4, right? Let's say Kansas City stumbles a game down the stretch. Let's say Cincinnati wins out. And let's say Dallas, Micah Parsons has a field day on Jalen Hurts, right?
Yeah. Burrow could be in it.
It's right there. Burrow could be in it. I mean, I'm not saying – he'll win over Patrick Mahomes. But I mean, he does have all that stuff.
So
that
could
just
Josh. So could Josh Allen, by the way, because he had all the preseason hype. He lived up to it week one.
And then they win they win the AFC.
Yeah, if he stumbles a little, okay. But what are people going to remember if he finishes huge?
But you know what's hurting Josh Allen, though?
Hmm.
Late game interception.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm saying, but there's enough time.
People, even though it doesn't, I mean, at the end of the day, they're still in the lead. They're still fighting the whole deal. That late game interceptions is hurting him.
No doubt, right now. If it ended now, there's no Josh Allen or Joe Burrow. It's Mahomes or Hurts.
Joe Burrow's done it without Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Mixon. They've been hurt a lot.
3 or 4 weeks. How many more games Buffalo have? Four more. If Josh Allen could win MVP, like if Josh Allen has four great games, he could do it because they'll win the conference. He'll have beaten Burrow. He beat Mahomes head to head. He'll have huge number. I'm just saying, this thing ain't over yet. Hey, if Mike White struggles against Detroit, would Saleh bench him?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.